Unit 15. How to ask questions. Part 1. Listen, match, read and answer.
Today is Saturday. Many children are in a market which is only for children. There are all kinds of things for children to buy, such as pet animals, balloons, DVDs and CDs, books, magazines, and newspaper, toys, fruits, flowers, drinks, food, and so on.
Look, Mary is talking to William.
Which one is Mary?
Can't you see her? She's holding a letter in her hand and she is talking to William.
Who is William?
William is holding some beautiful flowers. He is walking towards Mary.
I see. Can you see Daisy?
Where is she?
She's behind Jane. She's holding two ice creams.
Why is she eating two ice creams?
No, the other ice cream is for Emma, who is sitting on a chair, listening to music.
I see. Oh, look, Jim and Bo are very happy now.
Where are they? I can't find them.
They're on the ground, playing with a toy train.
Yes, now I can see them, but which one is Jim?
Jim is in a green t-shirt and Bo is in a yellow t-shirt.
Right. Sue and Betty are also playing too.
What are they playing with?
Sue is playing with a dog, but Betty is skipping rope.
I'm sure they are having a great time.
Who is the boy holding a small turtle?
That's Ben. He's just bought the turtle from the pet shop.
I'm sure Ben loves pet animals.
That's right.
Does Paul love pet animals too?
No, Paul loves reading books.
Where is he?
He's standing in front of the bookshop. He is reading a book now.
Do you think he is going to buy a book?
Sure, he always buys several books. He loves reading.
Sam loves reading too, but he loves reading magazine and newspaper. He is buying a magazine. Can you see him?
Yes, Anne and Katie are buying things too.
Which is Anne and which is Katie?
Anne is going to buy some fruits. Now she is standing in front of many kinds of fruits. And Katie is buying some drinks.
Who are the girls talking under the big umbrella?
They are Jane and Jill. Jane is drinking orange juice and Jill is eating ice cream.
They are all having a lot of fun in the children's market.
I'm sure they are.
Part 4. Listen, write, sing, and answer. Part 6. listen, read, and act. The greatest treasure.
A long time ago in China, there was a very rich man. His name was Wang. Every day he worried about his money. He didn't know what to do with the money, so he counted it every day. Though he had 5 lovely sons, he was too busy to play with them.
Dad, can we play together?
No, I can't. I'm too busy.
Not far away from the rich man, there was a poor man. His name was Li. He had 5 daughters. He was very happy. He liked to play his flute, and his daughters would sing and dance. But the rich man didn't like the music, and he was very angry.
Stop, stop! I don't want to hear it! I've got an idea. If the poor man were rich, he would not have time to make so much noise. Yes, I should give him my money.
So the rich man went to see the poor man.
What's this?
I want to give you my treasure. Please take these gold coins. Enjoy them.
Wow, I'm rich now. I'm rich now. These are my gold coins. I must count them first and see how much money I have got.
Daddy, can we go out and play together now?
No, not today. Maybe we can play tomorrow.
One day passed, and another day passed. He still didn't have the time to play with his daughters. The house was very quiet now. There was no music or dancing.
Dad, will you please play your flute so we can sing and dance together?
No, I can't. I'm too busy to play with you. I'm counting the gold coins now.
Dad, you have no love for us now.
Dad, I won't play with you anymore.
Dad, you're not a good dad anymore.
Suddenly, the poor man stopped counting and laughed loudly. He threw the coins on the ground.
My daughters are right. I should not have this money. Now I know what I must do with this money. I must give it back. Wait a minute, but I must also give them something.
Li thought hard and worked hard for the whole night. The next morning, Li took the coins and some flutes to see Wang.
Hello, here are your gold coins. I don't want them anymore. Please take them back. But I also have some presents for you. Open them, please.
Wow, flutes!
Yes, I want you to play the flute with your children and enjoy your life.
Thank you very much. We can all play the flutes now, and let's be friends.
They all played the flutes and sang and danced happily ever after. Read aloud.
Where does Miss Wang live? How do you spell green? Where's the library? What books did you buy? What is the first day of the week? What is your favorite color? How old is Emma now? Have you ever been to Wuhan? Have you ever been to the US? How many people are there in your family? Who is the oldest person in your family? Have you got an English name? How did you go to the zoo yesterday? Is your school far from your home?